You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show, highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a trade school education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents were old enough to shake a rattle. It may be the most oft-used verb in rock and rhythm. Maybe you're thinking twist, but I'm thinking of an older, more ubiquitous verb. Over the decades, twist has become a noun associated with a classic dated dance. The verb I'm looking for describes ill-defined, nameless dances. It describes the physical manifestation of rock and rhythm at its rawest and is chock-full of sexual innuendo. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, turn up the volume and get ready to shake. We'll shake, rattle, and roll with Big Joe Turner, head across the pond to shake with Johnny Kidd. We'll hear just whom Jerry Lee Lewis learned to shake from, and Sam Cooke will sing a soulful shake. We'll shake hands with Little Richard as Howlin' Wolf, Chan Romero, and Little Terry shake things up as well. Delphi Records head Bob Keane envisioned Robert Chan Romero as a successor to Richie Valens. Although they never met and he was from Montana, not Mexico, Chan was Latino and sounded a lot like his hero Valens. Chan's self-penned 1959 original never charted in the U.S., but it shook the ears of some Liverpudlians and the rest was history. Featuring Renee Hall on guitar, Hippie Hippie Shake.
For goodness sake. Shake, shake with all of your might, and then you shake. Woo! Yeah, you shake. Yeah, this ain't no thing. The hippie, hippie shake. Shake, shake with all of your might, and then you shake. Woo! Yeah, you shake. Yeah, this is no thing. The hippie, hippie shake. The hippie, hippie shake.
Sounding litigiously reminiscent of B.B. King's You Upset Me, Baby, which sounds litigiously reminiscent of Amos Milburn's Hold Me, Baby, 1956's Shake Me Up, Baby from George Terry, a.k.a. Little Terry, is about all that's remembered from the obscure journeyman singer.
Baby, whoa, you shake me up, baby, whoa.
What happens when you put Howlin' Wolf, Willie Dixon, and six-string ace Hubert Sumlin into a studio and shake? Well, I can tell you one thing, it's incendiary. Released as a B-side, this lusty 1961 Dixon Penn cut pays homage to women with a little meat on their bones, and if you like cowbell, turn it up. Shake for me.
Shake like a willow tree. You went away, baby. You got back a little too late. You went away, baby. You got back a little too late. I got a cool shake it, baby. Shake like jello on a plate. Shake that jello. Oh, shake it, baby. Shake it for me. Oh, shake them, baby. Shake it for me. Oh, shake it, little baby. Then shake like a willow tree.
Sam Cooke, adding the E to his surname for reasons unknown, arguably invented soul music. Leaving the sacred music of the Soul Stirrers for the secular in 1957, Sam's first single, You Send Me, a B-side nonetheless, went straight to number one on the Keane label. However, his last big hit shook the top 10 posthumously in the wake of his scandalous 1964 death. Shake.
Shake. Shake. Listen while I talk to you. I tell you what we're gonna do. There's a new thing that's going around, and I'll tell you what they're putting down. Just move your body all around and just shake. Oh, mama, shake. That's the way to do it. Shake. Oh, you're looking good now. Shake. Like a bowl of soup, and make your body loop-de-loop. Put your hands on your hips, and kind of let your backbone slip. Move your body like a whip, and just shake. That's doing it. Shake. Yeah, you're looking good now. Shake. Don't do it, baby. Shake. Soul. Shake the shake with all your might. Oh, if you do it right. Just make your body loose and light. Gotta shake. Oh, honey, shake. Shake. Oh, that's the way to do it. Shake. Come on, loosen up them shoulders. If you want. you do it, do it right. Make your body loose and light and just shake. Oh, I like to do it, shake. Make me feel good, now shake.
A shouter is a class of singer that essentially predates PA systems, and the king of the shouters was Big Joe Turner. Joe was as surprised as anyone to score his biggest hit at the ripe age of 43 with a tune by Jesse Stone, whom also provides its 88s. The 1954 song was essentially a series of rather naughty couplets that Bill Haley tried hard to clean up, but we're all adults here. Shake, rattle, and roll.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all of this belongs to you. I believe to the soul you never let me out. I believe to the soul you a devil in my know. Well, Lord, I work the best of my money goes. I said shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake.
How Atlantic Records couldn't hit with Faye Adams remains a mystery as she shimmied over to Herald Records and reeled off three number ones in 1 year. 1953's gospel-styled Shake a Hand was the most influential, commanding a legion of great singers to cover it from Elvis to Laverne Baker to Tina Turner. But the best cover came in 1956 from likely the only man that was more influenced by female singers than male, Little Richard.
Just wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Oh Lord, take care of me. Wait. I won't do it. Wait a minute. Wait then. Wait just a minute, Abby. Woo! Now I can do it. I had to stop, man. I can say that later. You ready, boys? Just leave it to me. Don't ever be ashamed. Just give me a chance. I'll take care of everything. Your troubles I share.
Clear the haze of pianist James, a.k.a. Roy Hall, a.k.a. Sonny David, and his biggest contribution to Rockin' Rhythm. Roy wasn't the first to record the tune, hardly made a cent from it, but he seemingly co-authored it. Although musicologists jump quickly into the white covering black bandwagon, the reality is Jerry Lee Lewis wasn't covering Big Mabel's original take. He was copying Roy's 1955 Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On.
Drum, then old bass horn, somebody beating on a ding dong. Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. There ain't no faking, whole lot of shaking going on.
Thank you.
shaking going on. Now we ain't faking a whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby, whole lot of chicken in the barn. Come on over, baby, we've got the bull by the horn. Now there ain't no faking, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Shake and make it shake.
Another song that influenced Jerry Lee's Whole Lotta Shakin' came from champion Jack Dupree, the forgotten New Orleans 88 ace. Leaving the Big Easy in his 20s to eventually box professionally in Indianapolis, hence the nickname, Jack hooked up with Stick and Brownie McGee for Red Robin Records in New York, 1952, to cut his signature tune, Shake Baby Shake. Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Michael Barrett. If you know Queerty, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Frederick Heath, a.k.a. Johnny Kidd and his Pirates, fired the UK's first shot across the bow of the U.S. rock and roll warship in 1960. The ominous self-penned throwaway, or so he thought, featured amazing guitar work by Alan Caddy and hit number one in Britain. It would take a few years and a few covers before it became canon, but sadly, Heath would never see that day, dying in a car crash in 1966.
Shakes all over me. the backbone. I got the shakes down the knee bone. Yeah, the tremors in the thigh bone. Shaking all over.
Shaking all over.